A frequent guest on Unreal Bluegrass is Rebecca Long. Caught up with Rebecca in Raleigh, North Carolina last year, 2018. Has a new project in the works. We talk about that. We talk about what's going on in Rebecca's life, which there's been a lot. She's a remarkable performer and songwriter, and I think just a remarkable person, and you'll find out more about her. I know you know who she is. I know you've listened to the past broadcast with Rebecca, but a very honest and frank person about her condition in life and where she's going, which is all up and positive. One of our favorite guests, Rebecca Long.
Really happy to welcome back to Unreal Bluegrass. One of my favorite people is Rebecca Long. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy. You're one of my favorite people.
Oh, good. Good. We were just chatting before you sat down, or as you sat down, that although we don't have a new album to talk
it's
about.
On the way. I'm riding the way.
Tell me about that, and then we're going to talk about what you were talking about with the trust fund.
I'm riding, and the project's going to happen. It's just probably a few more months away before we lock down a studio date, but just got a few more songs to write, and then me and Donna's going to get back at it.
It seems like on the last album that we talked about last year, you wrote a lot of those songs.
I did. I write a lot of them, you know, probably three-quarters of it's all original tunes, and then we throw in a few covers that we like, and show you that I can do that.
But are we?
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I'm an important girl. You know?
that's Rebecca's phone dinging, which is okay.
Yeah, it's good.
We talked last time about you were kind of finding, it's trite to say, your voice as far as a songwriter, but I felt like in your last album you were really becoming Rebecca, the songwriter and the singer.
Yes.
Do you think that's going to continue on this thing?
Yes. It's definitely songwriter, and the singing thing is definitely stepping up a notch. And
yeah, your voice on the last one was really not.
Well, you know, I recorded
it was really out there,
and you know, that was during that time that my husband had just passed away.
Yeah.
I recorded that while he was all that sick stuff, and he passed, and then I trying to get it out, and it was hard. I wanted to run away on that project, but it's a great album, and it came out great, and I love the songs on there. But it was definitely one of those albums that, you know, I think every artist has, that one was hard to get through. So this next one, we're focusing on, you know, I write about what I know about or what I'm going through at the time, it seems like. So now, you know, it's about transition, new things coming. And
the last album was hard to get through, but you needed to.
I had to. Yeah, it's just something, you know, burst my fire kind of thing.
Yeah.
When I say it was a difficult album, I don't mean it was hard to do as much. Much as it was, it was emotional. It was an emotional album, you know, and everything was really close to home. And
you won't ever, well, I mean, with time, I suppose, I don't know, what do I know? Mm-hmm. You know, you'll lessen that. Each album will have a bit of that with you.
Yes, always.
And that's always going to be part of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Part of what you're expressing is going to touch on that a little bit.
Sure.
But I felt like the last one was definitely, we talked about this when you were here last year.
Yeah.
It was definitely a statement. The purposeful statement you were making, and I could hear it. I knew from talking to you, and I know about Ben and all the things you've gone through.
Right.
So the new album, you think it might be out when? You might be
hoping early next year.
Okay.
Early next year.
And you're writing with Donna?
Yes, I've already written. We've got three or four in the books, and we've got a few more on the way, in the middle of, we're working on, and I'm getting with some other writers, too, that I'm writing with.
Do you know a label? Are you going to be on the same, or what do you think?
I'm talking to people. That's all I'm allowed to say.
All right, don't say
nothing. I don't know.
Don't have
anything confirmed. But
if you tell me, I'll tell everyone.
I know, but you'll be the first one to know when I know.
All right.
So, but, there's a few things I'm hoping for and chatting with. So
keep your options open.
Oh, yeah, I am. You know me. I'm going to be... I'm going to be Rebecca.
You're going to be Rebecca. That's the best way to say it.
It won't work any other way.
Nobody's going to tell Rebecca what to do. You're down here in Raleigh now, and we're talking during the week of what I call IWBMA week.
That's it.
Are you playing down here? We have
six showcases. We did our first one last night in the CBA suite, and it was great. It was packed, and some of them higher-up folks, as I call them, came in and made me all nervous. And I didn't realize, you know, that was my first time doing a suite like that, and Jay Lee Roberts, my fiddle player, was we were walking over to the room to do it, and she was like, I'm nervous. And I was like, what is wrong with you? And then we walked in there, and I realized why, because when they were people, I was standing there, and people were sitting at my kneecaps. Like, their kneecaps were going to touch my kneecaps.
It's crowded. The CBA, how, California Bluegrass?
Yeah, yes, yeah.
It
was a great, intimate room.
Yeah, and they packed it. Plus, their schedule, since they're from California, yeah. What time were you there?
I kicked it off. I was 8:30. I was their first artist, and they were really happy, and I was really happy, and it was fun.
They'll be there, and they're still adjusting to the time, but California Bluegrass is a big...
Yeah, it's a big association.
It's probably the biggest organization in the country when you count up people.
Right.
I'm sure it's bigger than IBMA.
Well, it is the biggest state, you know.
So. Yeah, but there's so much music out there, and they're appreciative, and they love acoustic, and they love bluegrass.
They do.
So you're going to be busy down here with that and other showcases.
I am. I'm playing at the Vintage Church tonight in Bronze Wound with Darwin Davidson, and then we've got another official showcase out here on the workshop stage at 3:45 tomorrow. And 11 o'clock somewhere else, Bluegrass Standard Room, Showcase Room. And then Friday, Poorhouse at 2 is our last one. And then I'm going to run over to the Red Hat Theater for the Bluegrass Trust Fund.
Tell me about your involvement with that, because I just got that album like a week ago.
Yeah, I co-wrote a song with my Donna Ulysses. She likes that. She would like that. Yeah, you're mine now, Donna. But, I co-wrote a song called All the Good Things We Could Do. And Doyle Lawson cut it. He liked it. And it's for the Trust Fund. It's that whole project. It's a Mountain Home project, or Mountain Home artist. I'm not a Mountain Home artist, but it's all Mountain Home artists singing on that. And it's to 100% of the profits are going to the Trust Fund.
Right.
So go buy a CD.
Go buy a CD. It's a lot of great music, including your song. But it's a great, that's the one thing, it's not the only thing about bluegrass, and other arts do it, but... The Trust Fund, the concept behind the Trust Fund has always been to help. You don't become wealthy being a bluegrass musician.
That's right.
And sometimes people need some assistance.
That's it.
And the Trust Fund.
You know, that's all artists. That's why they have the Musicians Union and all that stuff.
That's
because,
right.
You know, we don't plan, and we're starving, and, you know, things, some of us plan, but, you know, things happen, and it's not just for, I don't think it's just for health. I think, you know, it's for acts of God, and, you know. You hit a rough patch and need help, I think. You can request and say, hey, I'm struggling. And, of course, they evaluate your issues. But it's a good thing. So.
Are you having fun?
I am having fun. I'm really tired, but I'm having fun.
I can tell.
We were up till 2 or 3 last night. We filled in as band. My band and I filled in for Christian... I can't think of his last name, but Christian from Turnberry Records. He used to be the bass singer for Daly and Vincent, that fella.
Oh, Christian, I'm sorry. I can't help you with the name.
I know.
I'm drawing
Everybody
a blank.
Knows. You know who I'm talking about.
I'm drawing a blank because
you
did.
We filled in for him on two of his showcases last night, so we were up quite a while.
I'm always happy to see you, happy to talk with you and get new music from you.
Yes, it's coming.
It's coming. All right. Well, I hope to see you around playing. And let me know as soon as this new thing is done.
Absolutely.
You know how to reach me.
I do.
All right, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.